The third annual Wisconsin Farm to School Summit is today. Educators from around the state are in Wisconsin Rapids to learn about sustainability and how they can use farm-to-table ideas in their own schools.
The Farm to School program promotes agricultural education and encourages schools and farmers to team up to serve local food in cafeterias.
Roger King is an agriculture teacher and FFA advisor at Holman High School. He was a panelist at today's Wisconsin Farm to School Summit. Roger, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, you've used farm-to-school programs at the school, a huge range of things, hydroponics to grow lettuce, sweet corn plots, I even understand raising chickens. How do these kind of things benefit the students who participate?
Well, I guess the way that I see the benefit to the student is it really gives them a chance to live what they learn. They've got a project that really has a real value to both the community and themselves. And the other thing that I really like about the project is it answers that question in most of the core classes on when do I ever need to know this? So it really gives them that sight.
So something like biology, obviously math, what other subjects are they getting into as part of this this farm school programming?
Well, I really look at from the speech and language kind of areas too, because we're doing interviews, we're doing the, you know, writing up and looking at what our, you know, what do we have to talk about that relates to this particular item. We certainly do the biology. And we certainly do the math and the calculation of growth rates and those kind of things. We talk a little bit about history of Wisconsin and where these things grow, too. So a lot of things in there.
So since it's something as basic to our lives as food, do you think the students are paying closer attention to all those other lessons that they might glaze over at otherwise?
Well, I think when they start to look at, you know, the lesson and how we look at it, it's a little bit about delivery, because I think the essence is we deliver it at a level of, I preface most lessons by understand when we do this, we are doing something to help feed the world. And when you start looking at it from that perspective, you really look at it from knowing that where your food comes from, how do I take and manage this, how do I make it efficient, how do I look at production, how do I look at safety. And then, of course, all the other factors that enter into growth of either the lettuce or the poultry or the sweet corn, you know, it seems like the lessons never end.
Now, these are high school students, I imagine. Some of them might be farmers down the road. Some of them might not be. What's the value for anybody, farmer or not, in having this connection to how food is produced?
I think the value of knowing where your food comes from certainly allows you to be satisfied with the quality of the food that you get. I really believe that it's educating a more of a whole person. I think there's a lot of people that are very good at knowing one item, which I think is awesome. But at the same time, if I get a little bit of knowledge outside that area, as a student, I look at it from the employability standpoint. So I may know a lot about animal science, but you know what? I got a little bit of a knowledge, too, about growing some crops, so therefore I now become more of an employable student if indeed I'm dealing with somebody with crops or gardening, or the hydroponic world is really open and you can go to somebody and say, yeah, I've grown hydroponically. Well, that's new to us, so boy, we maybe need you because you're our expert.
You know, I wonder even if kids aren't going into agriculture specifically, just this as a confidence builder, being able to point to this project that came out with this final product.
Well, I know I have students that are into you know, higher education because of the fact that you're correct, there's a confidence level. There's a value to having a liking of a subject. It's not the work of the subject and the heart, you know. I know this and I want to engage myself to know more because it was nice to produce, you know, X amount of yield, but boy, what if we do this? Could we do better?
Now, so, yeah. The farm-to-school programs I've been familiar with, or as I've understood them, it's usually bringing in farm products for kids to eat and maybe bringing a farmer or a nutritionist to educate the kids. You're going a lot further here. You're giving this kind of hands-on experience. What got you into that? What set you down that path?
Well, I think I've got to kind of blame my dad for that. You know, he's taught me the fact that you got to really live what you teach, and I'm a believer in that. I think for me, I'm teaching a greenhouse class this term, and we're sitting under a microscope looking at microscopic pests that might be found in the greenhouse. It's about really kind of engaging that. I believe in that higher order thinking, and as students go through that process, they tend to start to learn in more detail, find the value of it. So there's those connections, and for me it's harder to develop a lesson as an educator, but it's much more fulfilling in the end when you see a student who sees how the practice works.
Now, are the things that you're kind of pioneering a lot of this, as I understand it. Are other school districts around the state taking interest, maybe trying to pick up what you've started here?
I do have a number of agricultural educators throughout the state that have sent me emails, or we've had conversations at conferences in regards to the process that we're going through and what. And this summer during our Agricultural Education Professional Development Conference, I have plans to actually take a hydroponic system from a box and build it at a workshop so we can show them the building process of it. To me, you seem out of the, I don't know, how do I do this? You know, it's kind of like changing your tire on your car. The first time you're a little bit reluctant, but the second time you get better at it and those kind of things. So we plan on doing a workshop with that. So they're asking questions, to say the least, and I'm certainly trying to get what I can do in the time that I have to get out there and during the summer workshop and get them what they need. And we got good educators that are teaching agriculture in Wisconsin, and they're looking for those new innovative things.
Now, I mentioned one of the many projects involved raising chickens, and I gather there are plans to serve them at lunch around the district. Now, the kids who grew up on farms, nothing new, probably nothing surprising there. But for the non-farm kids, how do they feel about eating the thing that they'd been raising for a while?
Well, that's an interesting question from the standpoint of, I think our community is pretty comfortable in knowing the community of the farm. You know, we raise animals, you slaughter the animal, it comes into your food source and those kind of things. I think that's, we have enough things around here. We have Golden Plump, which isn't far away from us, and those kind of things. So I think they see that. But there are people that obviously look at it differently, and my comment to them is, well, when you eat your lettuce at lunch, we've also killed 12 lettuce plants to make that happen too. So, we do that with everything we have, and I try to get them a value that we produce some animals for food, and we produce some animals for work, and we produce animals for other kinds of things. So we hope that they see what they wear, what they have, for a daily meal that either came from an animal or a plant, and nothing but, the necessity of getting it to you was, in the process, I guess.
So how popular have your classes been with students, and what kind of things do you hear from them after they go through the experience?
Well, the classes that I have are much more diverse than just teaching about, the poultry raising. I have an animal science class that has college credit. I have a greenhouse class that has college credit, and we kind of go into those kind of things. The numbers of students that are in the class have started to change and move in the right direction. Not that they were low to begin with, but getting a little more popular just because of the topic areas. And I really believe that agriculture and growing your food is really not a teenager-type thing, but we need to really promote it from the standpoint of these are educational things that you can get in the future. Agriculture needs you. We are looking for people that are wanting to work hard at getting the best way that we can produce the food to feed the world, and some catch on to that and really tag and go.
You seem like a guy with a lot of ideas. What's next on your drawing board? What's the next project you want to throw at some high school students?
Well, I am going to venture into growing strawberries in the greenhouse so we can at least provide a vegetable and a fruit for our school lunch program. that's for sure something that we want to work on. I'd love to have an opportunity to expand our greenhouse. That's not a it's a project, but to find the funding to expand the greenhouse and have a chance to really give them a little different experience. Our greenhouse isn't immensely large, but those are the kind of two things on the horizon that are really kind of, for me, something that I think can help educate both the community and students in that production of food and those kind of things.
Roger, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Roger King, Holman High School agri-science teacher and FFA advisor. He was a panelist today at today's third annual Wisconsin Farm to School Summit in Wisconsin Rapids. Nothing like this. I guess I could have joined future farmers in, you know, growing up, but nothing like this at my school. You either, right?
Not so much. I think it might have been something that happened. I hate to say this, it dates us, but, you know, a little after our time.
Maybe.
It's a great thing, though. I'd like to keep chickens.
Yeah, and occasionally I try to get the kids involved in gardening, and usually they help with some of the upfront work, but once mosquito season starts, it seems to be Dad who maintains the pathetic, underperforming garden for the rest
Someone's
of the season.
Someone's got to keep the faith.
Someone, yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I don't want to inflict the mosquito bites on my kids, I guess. I'm a good dad, right?
I don't think it counts if you say it about yourself, but it's a good gesture.